Historic floods are making their mark in several Midwestern states, but the impact could be felt on the grain market worldwide. Barge traffic has been impacted by the flooding on the Mississippi and other major rivers, slowing barges working to move grain from the 2015 harvest. Randy Gordon, president of the National Grain and Feed Association, says the impact of the flooding could just be getting started.
You know, the closures have started above St. Louis. We're anticipating that high water to continue to build and affect the lower Miss here in the next week or so, and that it could be a while before it clears out. Our understanding is, you know, in addition to the Mississippi, that the Arkansas and the Illinois and the Ohio rivers and, of course, the Missouri River are all affected. Now, Missouri, there's not much barge navigation there, but there are some elevators already in these high water areas that have had to close down.
The water will ultimately flow to New Orleans, where more than 58% of U.S. soybean and 67% of corn exports will make their way to foreign shores. Gordon says it's hard to put a finger on the exact impact or duration of the flooding.
Some of the members I've talked to in the Gulf area have said that they're starting to see the effects and anticipated the tail on this could last through much of January in terms of affecting vessel loadings. And my sense is I don't have any data on how many vessels or tonnage of grain that we would be moving out of New Orleans area at this point, but my understanding is that there is some significant business going on down there this time of the year and during the month of January.
Producers last experienced issues moving grain about 2 years ago when rail traffic in the upper Midwest failed to meet the expectations of shippers and providers alike. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.